T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
I got to tell you, you need to be following us on social media. At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter and Chris Amy KMOX on Instagram. The choice in photos that Matt Pajeski sometimes, it's not us.
It's not us.
It's what Matt Pajeski, our producer, decides to use to promote the show.
Do you think it's because he is young and lacks discretion?
Yes. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with age. I think he just does not have discretion, nor will he ever. He just is that. That's what he is, that thing over there.
But we have to say also adorable.
He's pretty cute.
At times.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
I think it's adorable that you're listening to us. Thank you
for listening to us. 314-436-7900. It's the Chris and Amy Show, 9 to noon, every weekday on KMOX and Gas House Gang, talking sports. Bernie Miklas and me will be with you from 12 until 1 during your lunch hour today. So call the show, text the show. You can leave voice messages on the show as well. On the Odyssey app, if you're listening to us live there, there's a little icon. It says send a message, and you can record a message and send it to the show if you want to participate. And if you want to watch us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can do that. As I mentioned, on Twitter, it is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
I'm just waiting for the Blues second half style comeback by my sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, because he is...
From
last year.
Okay.
He is against the ropes. And he has been temporarily removed as the St. Louis sheriff. This a ruling by the judge. Former police chief in St. Louis, though, is now the acting sheriff, at least for now.
Very much against the ropes. About as against him as you can be.
Yeah, he's going to make it.
Speaking of being against the ropes, 5 new suspects have been arrested in the Louvre heist. The continuing, ongoing investigation. Now 7 suspects total have been arrested. Still no sign of the stolen jewels.
And the Blue Jays take a 3-2 lead over the Dodgers in the World Series.
Wow.
And reporting from this morning, Katie Wu from The Athletic says the Cardinals are expecting to bring back the entire coaching staff in 2026.
With no additions?
There are some additions, like sort of on the periphery, but yes, basically the entire coaching staff is coming back for next year. And I know that's going to upset a lot of Cardinals fans who want to see some massive change. Yeah. I would not have expected it to happen. After the way things went throughout the course of the year and, you know, what we learned about Heim Bloom's relationship with Oliver Marmol and how much they seem to respect each other and have a good working relationship, my thought was he's coming back. Like, he will be back, and I didn't think there was a reason that he would changeover much on the coaching staff, if anything at all, because all we heard from Chaim Bloom, the new president of baseball operations, is that he liked the effort the coaching staff was putting into the team. And I will say this for the 1,000,000th time, and I'll say it 1,000,001 if I have to. Last season, the 2025 season for the Cardinals, was not about the coaching staff. It was about the roster. It's just not good enough. And that is, it's baseball, it's sports. If your roster ain't no good, you ain't going to win enough. And that's just the bottom line. They just aren't good enough as a team, not enough good players. And if you don't have enough good players, you're not going to be a winning team. Bottom line, that simple. Time to move forward, and hopefully the roster improves over the next couple of years. That's all there is to it.
Unless you get all the good players and you ruin baseball like the Toronto Blue Jays. Treya Savage last night.
Awesome. 12 strikeouts
for him.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in single A this year, made his Major League Baseball debut in September, so now he's pitched more postseason games than regular season games. He had 12 strikeouts. When he went through six innings with 11 strikeouts, that's when he tied the record for strikeouts by a rookie in a World Series game when he hit 11, tying Don Newcomb in 1949. Mm-hmm. He ended up with 12, and he's the second youngest player in Major League Baseball history to have 10 or more strikeouts in a postseason game. The only other guy ahead of him as the youngest player ever is Fernando Valenzuela.
There's a lot of firsts and milestones and stuff that's happened during the World Series, really the playoffs, and a lot of it had to do with Shohei Ohtani. But this has been a fun World Series.
Oh,
and though
so
the yesterday's game wasn't like a 3-2 nail biter in the ninth. I mean, Toronto took pretty easy control of that game. By the time they got to the seventh, eighth inning, so. You know, I think that game was over. What I'm surprised by, and Bernie Miklas and I will have to answer for this, because we both kind of figured that after the Dodgers won Game 3, the 18-inning game, that was going to be about it. That L.A. was just going to not necessarily walk away with it, but thought maybe in six games they would win the series at worst. And that's not going to happen. They are going to have to force a game 7 in order to win. But guess what? I love it. They're going to go into Toronto tomorrow. Game 6 will be there. You know how I feel about game 6.
I love it. Loves so game 6s more than game 7s.
Kind of. And as I've explained before, and I'm on this island alone, I get it. But I love the uncertainty of not knowing if the season is going to continue the following night or if it's going to be over right then and there. So there's a lot more drama in a way with the game 6. I love it.
This could be like a me problem because I wasn't paying enough attention in the past few years. But as far as a World Series goes, without the Cardinals in it, this is the most interested I've been. This is the most fun I've had watching a World Series. And like I said, it could be my fault that I just wasn't paying attention enough in previous years. But even accounting for that, as you mentioned, Ranj, there are so many firsts and so many historic moments. There was also a moment that had never happened before in a World Series game, and that is Davis, Schneider, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. became the first hitters ever to lead off a World Series with back-to-back home runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been so much fun. And like I said, you can hate the Dodgers, but I hope you love to hate the Dodgers because it's fun to see Shohei Ohtani, obviously, for what he's doing. It's fun to see Freddie Freeman and Max Muncy and just their incredible lineup. It also makes it that much more exciting when the Toronto Blue Jays, who, by the way, they're not the lowly, out-of-nowhere Toronto Blue Jays.
No, they spend a lot
spenders.
Of money.
Yeah, they're big spenders.
Their payroll's fifth in baseball, so it's not like a team that is this punchy up-and-comer underdog. No,
It's fun to see them take on the Dodgers. Like, it's just been so much fun.
And so I know this is going to be a tiresome conversation, but we have to have it, and it's going to happen as soon as the World Series is over. Of course, we're going to be paying attention to the offseason and see what teams do, what the Cardinals do. But as far as baseball goes and the health of the sport and the future of it, this conversation is going to last for a year. And the conversation is there going to be a work stoppage? And it looks very likely that is going to happen. There'd have to be some sort of miracle that takes place between now and December of next year to avoid that. And what will be used by owners as a pretext to ask again for a salary cap is this World Series, because you have the number one payroll, you have the number five payroll, and the argument they're going to make is we can't compete with everybody else because all these teams like the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Mets and the Blue Jays can spend a lot of money, and the lower teams like Milwaukee can't. However, Milwaukee still finds a way to win. So, again, this conversation is going to suck, but we have to have it if you care about baseball, and it's going to happen for the next year plus.
Now, when you are signing players, you can anticipate the results, but ultimately you're signing a person, not a guaranteed result, because that player still has to perform and they may go into a slump. That player may get hurt. Do you think, looking at the payrolls of the Toronto Blue Jays, say around $240 million, and the Dodgers, $321 million, let's say there's a $100 million gap in it, because it's basically that's what they have. Once you get to the $240, $250, up to the $340, $350, do you think the ROI on each of those dollars is not quite as big as it is when you're comparing a 120 versus a 220?
Meaning, it depends on how much you win.
And
are you talking about actual investment in dollars that come back to you as an organization come back and win?
I'm just talking about if you are a $120 million team and you go up to 220, that fundamentally changes your team and you turn into just an absolute powerhouse. But if you are a 250 team and you go up to 350, I don't think the jump is as big.
It depends on the players. Well,
that's what I mean, because I do think the guys are so good.
What do I mean?
Splitting hairs more.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on the quality of players that you're acquiring with that extra cash and what you do with it. So I don't, that's a really difficult question to answer. I would say in general, the teams that spend the most are going to be playoff teams. In fact, let's just look at the top 10. Dodgers, Mets, Phillies, Yankees, Cubs, Padres, Blue Jays, Astros, Giants, Red Sox. Of those teams, those are the top 10 payroll teams for 2025. The Dodgers, Phillies, Yankees, Cubs, Padres, Blue Jays, and that's it. That's who went to the postseason this year.
So
we're talking six of the 10 top payrolls all went to the playoffs.
Right, and that's my point, is that the more you spend, the more you can hang with people who spend more than you, which I know sounds, obviously, Amy, but what I'm saying is the Cardinals, who spend about $90 million less than the Toronto Blue Jays, are not even close to hanging with the Toronto Blue Jays. But the Toronto Blue Jays, who spend $90 million less than the Dodgers, are obviously hanging with the Dodgers. And that's what I mean, is the more you spend, even if the dollar gap is wide, I think you get to a point where you're paying more per dollar for that talent.
Again, it really depends on just what you're doing with the money. At that point, that's what it matters. Like, how are you using that extra 100 mil or 80 mil or whatever it is? Because you can be spending it stupidly.
Sure.
And the Mets a lot of times spend kind of stupidly, but they are aggressive, and I appreciate that. So either way, whatever happens here with the Dodgers or Blue Jays, I am okay with the outcome. I just want it to go to 7, and I do want teams that invest in payroll, spend a lot of money, are not afraid to do that. I want them to get rewarded. So if the Dodgers win, great. If the Blue Jays win, awesome. Doesn't matter to me. Those are two teams that invest in payroll, and I love that.
Would you say the same with the Cubs, though, who are flirting with $200 million? That's pretty much.
I mean, from Cubs fans' perspective, they don't do enough. They don't do enough. And they had an opportunity with a pretty good team this year to make it better in the offseason. They did not, and they didn't do anything at the deadline either. So it really depends. It really depends on the team.
And
but you got to be
smart.
And more than
the Red Sox.
They did. and didn't really do much for Boston this year. I mean, they were an 89-win team, but didn't make it very far after the playoffs or after the season ended. Matt Pauly will join us at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk about all of this with him. We will talk about the Cardinals bringing back their coaching staff for next year. And we'll have Major Garrett on the show at 10:30. There's a lot coming up today, so just stick with us until 12. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Okay, can we stop doing Scotland the Brave?
No,
this it doesn't make any sense. It's not a funeral song.
It makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Is there something mournful? That's right.
That's not what
Matt
this is.
Matt saluting?
No,
there's something mournful.
Scotland the Brave is a celebratory song.
Well,
it is not.
It's kind of a sad celebration.
No, it is
and that's
not.
What,
there's
that's
no
what
such thing as a sad
is.
Celebration.
It's like it's sad, but a celebration of life.
No.
And the sheriff is
no.
in jail, but.
Incorrect.
It's kind of a celebration.
Wrong. No.
They got his ass.
Yeah, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. He's been in jail. He's been the sheriff still.
Got his ass.
From jail. They got him. So he's been in jail for, you know.
Jail, they got him. That is
from
that is
jail,
so
they got him
vague.
Again.
Who was in jail?
The sheriff. Who do you think we're talking about?
But you had incorrect pronoun
turned
reference.
Turned into Yoda for a second.
You said
from
they,
jail,
got,
they got him.
Yeah, from jail, they. That means they're in jail.
No. Okay.
Anyway.
Jesus. Just let's move on.
Move
so,
forward
so
with the story.
St. Louis. Well, I can't because you. Mrs. Let's Derail the Story is telling me to move forward with it.
That's right.
St. Louis Circuit Judge Steve Omer on Wednesday, that was yesterday, temporarily removed Alfred Montgomery as the sheriff of the city of St. Louis. So I think that this is probably definitely it now.
It's not official.
It is temporary, but I just don't see an avenue for him getting back into that office. They have, in the meantime, appointed the former chief of St. Louis, the St. Louis Police, John Hayden Jr., as the acting sheriff of St. Louis. That was presiding judge Christopher McGraw.
So not so, the, because they had an interim already.
Yes, no, it wasn't the interim sheriff. who's been acting for, I guess, for a couple of weeks now. So John Hayden Jr. has the job. He retired back in February 2022.
Yeah, it's been a while. Montgomery, as you mentioned, he's temporarily removed from office. His full trial begins in the Quo Warranto case on November 18th. So he hasn't been permanently removed from office. I think it must be, I don't know, kind of easy to remove him from office considering he's already in jail.
It's really sad news for me.
Meanwhile, we have an update on your favorite crime.
This is not my favorite crime.
You
this is yours.
You pretty much made it your favorite crime. You were defending the criminals.
I am defending the criminals.
The Louvre.
I think they
we're
should
talking
be
about the Louvre heist.
Right. Let them go.
So the as the Associated Press leads their story, the dragnet tightened around the Louvre on Thursday. Five more people were seized in the crown jewel heist, including a suspect who was tied to the heist by DNA left at the crime scene. The prosecutor in Paris said they're widening the sweep across Paris and the Paris suburbs. Their authorities said three of the four alleged members of the, quote, commando team, as French media
have dubbed
the robbers.
So that means they're not
wearing underwear. They're now in custody, which makes sense because they're French, probably. Maybe French people don't wear underwear.
What? That's a sweeping generalization. Why would
I said it, I realized this is a huge...
How do you know?
Huge generalization.
While you're talking, let me Google. Do French people wear underwear?
We're able to arrest these people. So as we mentioned, now they have seven people in custody. They do not have any more information on the stolen jewels. However, now, as we mentioned, hundreds of millions of dollars, over 100 million, but also like really priceless, irreplaceable. Don't just wait. Hold it together, Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
That were stolen. Here are a couple developments. The security camera permit that they had at the Louvre, it expired in July. So their security cameras had expired.
Okay.
I guess that, I don't know if it means like your Ring doorbell or like your Peloton subscription, but somehow
it will expire.
Their camera permit expired in July. Also, some of the video security systems in the Louvre are still analog. Also, it wasn't the security system or a security guard who alerted the Louvre, the authorities, about the heist, but a guy that was riding by on his bicycle. And he saw some guys who looked like they were robbing the Louvre at 9:30 in the morning. Good work-life balance.
Well, that's the best time to do it. But isn't this now a perfect argument against all these damn subscriptions? Subscription services? Like, if you buy a good, buy a product, shouldn't the damn thing just work because you just paid for it and I don't have to pay them monthly to make sure it continues to work?
You are a marketing genius.
It's annoying.
If there's a commercial,
I bought this new car, and they're like, "Oh, you want the
heated seats?
Automatic? Yeah, you want the heated seats? $10 a month.
You know what?
Get
this
bent
is
with
such
that.
A great point, marketing idea. Because if you have a commercial where you are, it's just the Louvre. We could just say generic museum with generic robbers. We could put them in little, the black turtleneck and the black pants and the ski mask, so they look fancy like art crime, and have those guys. And then right when they're stealing the paintings, just cut away and say, like, subscriptions suck. You know, That's such a great idea. And then the product is a subscription-free product.
So I would like to go ahead and read for you the AI Google results.
Okay.
Or the Gemini results for if French people wear underwear.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Hold on. Yes, most people in France wear underwear, but their approach differs between genders. While a high percentage of French women consider lingerie a crucial part of their outfit and wear matching sets daily, some polls indicate a lower daily hygiene practice among some men and women regarding underwear changes and use of deodorant.
That's rude.
So what Gemini is telling you
that's like a stereotype.
Is that the French people sometimes don't wear deo.
Is it true that French babes don't shave their pits?
Some don't.
But they've got nude beaches. Home Alone, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, is that what that was from? I couldn't
That remember. Was Buzz and his cousin.
Oh.
Anyway, I just feel like that AI result kind of was rude.
It really was.
To the French people. We have a texter who says, why not play the bagpipe music during the Louvre Jewel High story?
But not that
song. It makes about as much sense as playing it during any other segment.
There you go.
Oh, no, but he's on our side.
I think he's on my side.
I don't think
he
so.
He gets it. Chris and Amy on KMOX. You ever had a chance to talk to a funeral director?
Not in depth.
Or a director of a cemetery? Well, it's Halloween tomorrow, so why not? We're going to do that next. Greg Umfleet, a funeral director at Cutis Funeral Homes and director of Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton, joins us next on KMOX.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and I have, and I think both of us, everybody in this room has at least some interest in, you know, what happens after somebody dies and getting, you know. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and I have, and I think both of us, everybody in this room has at least some interest in, you know, what happens after somebody dies and getting, you know, getting the body prepared for that. I have lots of questions about it. So we thought today would be a good day to talk to the funeral director at Cutis Funeral Homes and director of Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton. It is Greg Umfleet with us on KMOX. Greg, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
Well, I think we're doing okay. And I have to tell you that every person I have ever spoken to who works in a funeral home is always chipper. I don't know what
I
it is.
Agree.
Why is everybody at a funeral home chipper?
You know, just look at what we do for a living. And I tell myself every day, if I'm having a bad day, for instance, if my car doesn't start because of the battery or just, you know, everyday life things, I'm usually sitting across from somebody that's actually going through one of the worst things that could happen in our lives.
That's a good way to look at it, because, I mean, do you ever just find yourself feeling down, though? Because if you're around it all the time, it can bring you down.
You actually do. I've had this discussion with Mr. Cutis in the past where there's times I'll be honest, I don't even really care for my job because it's so depressing and it gets you so down. And then I feel really bad that I actually do what I do for a living. And he said there was a time he approached the clergy and had this discussion. And at the end of the day, the clergy said that, you know, it's a service industry that actually takes a special person to do. And that's the only way you can look at it is you're doing a big thing for somebody at a really important time of their family's life.
That is absolutely true. It is it's a fantastic way to look at it. And I've also wondered about that psychology of doing it because it does take a particular kind of person. I'm also and have always wondered what it actually takes for a person to get into this line of work. And for you, I'm wondering, was it an intentional thing? Was it something that it just sort of happened to you by accident?
So it was a little of both. I graduated high school, 17, and I remember my dad sat me down. Now, he at this point was a little older in life. He was born in 1925, had me at 50. I'm the youngest of six. So he's been through the Depression and all that. And he said, have you really decided what you want to do for a living? And at 17, most of us haven't decided that. And he gave me some advice. He said, I lived through the Depression, son. When times get tough, people still die and people eat a lot of pasta. Think about that. So I thought about that, and he was right. I mean, sadly, none of us get out of this world alive, and when times get tough, pasta's kind of, you know, it's a go-to because of the price of that. And one of my summer jobs was at a cemetery cutting grass. A lot of kids don't think about those as summer jobs, but they're great summer jobs. If any young men or women are listening, for high schoolers, those are great summer jobs. And I would see the funeral directors roll in, and back then, these nice Cadillacs and Lincolns, and they were dressed nice. And that was a little appealing to me as well. So it was a combination of those two.
Oh, yeah. You could buy a Cadillac. You become a funeral director and buy a Cadillac.
I mean, business, like you said, you'll never run out of business.
Right.
You never do. Yeah. And, you know, CUTIS stays pretty steady. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the funeral home itself, but it's a... It is still a family-owned business, three locations, and it's one of the more popular ones, if you have to say the word popular, when it comes to St. Louis funeral homes.
You know, I don't know how it all works and, like, just the, you know, the stops along the way if someone passes away. There's obviously a lot of different ways. Sometimes you picture a grandparent who's lived a very, very full life and passes away, but there are also tragic ways to die. And I guess, so if it is something like, say, a car accident, you know, or something that would be traumatic to the body, are you working directly with a hospital, you know, with kind of dealing with how to handle that if it's not completely intact?
We actually, we do have embalmers that are at the funeral home that when bodies do come in they may take a day or two, but even if it's something of a bad accident or, you know, where people assume there will not be an open casket, they make it as possible as they can to have that casket open for the family, because that's actually very important for those people to see their loved one last time. So believe it or not, it has to be a pretty bad tragic for us not to be able to do our job.
Well, I did not realize that. Yeah.
Talking to Greg Umfleet, funeral director at CUTIS Funeral Homes. What's the first thing that happens? You know, getting a body prepared for a funeral. I imagine most of them are fairly standard. I mean, you have, you know, I'm sure there are some differences every now and then, but for the most part, I would guess that it's fairly routine, right?
100%. And just like her question before, you know, the majority are, you know, someone's grandma, grandpa, parents, you know, and those are the ones that you always hope everybody has that loved one that can live to be their 80s or 90s and pass away in their sleep. And that's what most of those are, you know, the cases we handle. But sadly and unfortunate, there's those accidents that happen on a daily basis as well. And those families have to go to a funeral home, you know, also.
Do you think it takes a special person or a certain personality to be in the business that you are, in the sense that you can't be someone who gets creeped out or maybe is superstitious or has other beliefs that would make it difficult for them. Do you find that you have to be a pretty pragmatic person?
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you people that have really wanted to be in the business and they quit on their first day because they've seen things that they just really didn't want to see in life. And even, you know, though they thought that this was going to be their career for life, all it takes is that one thing and they're out. Or the other day, or actually yesterday, our funeral home is staffed 24/7. It's still a family-owned business, and it's run just like the family ran this business back in 1910. There's always somebody there. And one of the newer gentlemen, he's been there maybe about 6 months now, he was working overnights one night, and he said, he's doing his job, cleaning the funeral home. And one of the embalmers came in, you know, later in the evening, and this man was unaware he was going to, and he said, "Greg, it scared me so much." He said, "You know, I just like left my shoes running down the hallway, you know."
Oh, no.
But I told him, I told him, like I tell everybody, I said, it is not the deceased that you have to be worried about. It's the living that we should be afraid of.
That's exactly right.
Point, yeah.
So you have you ever had an experience that really made you question it? Like that you really scared the hell out of you?
I haven't, and I'm going to be honest. I've actually slept at the funeral home many nights. I've never seen, you know, ghosts, and I've had people ask me these things. I do personally believe that these things exist. But like I tell everybody, I say that if there was truly a ghost, the last place they want to hang around is the cutest funeral home. We're not that exciting of people. So I would assume they're haunting their families. They're going somewhere where it's fun for them.
Well, I don't know. I'd say working at a funeral home there's something exciting about it. Well, how about whenever you tell somebody, you know, if you ever meet somebody new and they ask, "Oh, what do you do?" And you say, "Well, I work at a funeral home and I'm a director at a cemetery." What kind of reaction do you get?
Usually they walk away, and I learned that really young that if I would go to parties, I've been doing this since I was 18. So I learned pretty young that if I would go to parties and mention this, that, you know, this is what I do for a living. I get a couple things. They'll mention that they're going to donate their body, therefore they don't need a funeral director. And then I follow that up with, "Well, then how are you going to get your body to either slough or wash you?" Which prompts them to have a conversation that they didn't know.
Yeah.
They'll say, "Oh, I didn't know I had to still get a funeral director involved." That, or they just it seems to weird people out, and they really just don't want to have the conversation with me.
Oh,
that is interesting. Actually, with the donating your body, I also would have just assumed that from the hospital they just called slough and said, "You can get her now."
I think a lot of folks, when they'll say, "Hey, Greg, what do you do for a living?" And I say, "Oh, I'm a funeral director." It's like any, you know, you're walking through Walmart and Spectrum wants to talk to you about TV. It's always easy to say, "Oh, I already have Spectrum," and then they leave you alone. And I think that's kind of their defense. They'll say, "I'm donating my body." And at the end of the day, I am not a salesman. I'm not there to try to sell them anything. But I think some people think that, and that's their easy way out. And then I just say, "How are you getting there?" And then that starts the conversation.
Good luck, buddy.
Well, yeah, you can't drive yourself.
Yeah.
No.
Do you ever have...
And, you know, and I will say probably the weirdest look that I ever did have is... when I was dating my wife, Maria, I remember picking her up like on a Friday or a Saturday night to go to Jeff City to retrieve a body to bring back to St. Louis. And I just remember her mom and dad sitting at the doorway watching their poor daughter get in a hearse with this kid. And if I would have to say that, you know, when it comes to looks or anything, that was probably... The weirdest look I've ever received in my life.
Why did you? So wait, was this a date or just like I'm doing this? Do you want to go with me?
We're young, and she wanted to do something, and I said, "Well, unfortunately, I have to go out of town and pick a body up to bring back to St. Louis." And I would love for you to go with me so I could have company. And, you know, and when you're, you know, 18, 19 years old, I guess it would be kind of a date. I remember on the way out before we got the body, we stopped and had like dinner at Denny's. I think that's all I could afford or something. But I just remember her parents like standing at the doorway. I met them at this point. They knew me, but they're looking like this is what our daughter's getting herself into.
Do you still take your wife on rides in the hearse?
No, she has no interest in anything like that.
That was it for her?
That's impressive, though. That's how you know. That was your wife you're talking about, right? That date?
Yes.
So that's how you knew she was the one.
She was my date, and I knew she was the one, and I think I was trying to impress her. Maybe it did impress her, that she was dating this boy who worked at a funeral home, you know?
When you got married, did you get towels that said his and hers?
Wow.
No, but we did use a limousine from the funeral home.
Really?
Limousine at the funeral home. Oh, absolutely, yes.
You'll save money whenever you can, of course.
You know, as we're talking to you, we've talked a lot about the trades over the past year and just essential workers and how you really found out, you know, during the COVID shutdown, who we need to keep our communities, cities, country running. And funeral homes, man, what would we do if we didn't have that? Like, just what you're telling us about, like, you know, picking up bodies, taking care of them, doing all of this stuff. It's a very essential service.
Sure. And during that, I remember my wife mentioned, and she said, I think you're the only person in our subdivision that is getting up every day and still going to work. And that's when I realized that it was needed. And I mean, I knew that before that, but you really realize how necessary this is.
And so also you are the director of a cemetery, the Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton. My guess is you probably deal with, I mean, you got a lot of families, and it's 99% families coming through to see their loved ones, families and friends. But you probably have a lot of weirdos that break in the middle of the night or do weird stuff because they want to be at a cemetery. Does that happen much?
We do see that. Probably the most, you know, if I could say the oddest thing that I do see is for some reason, people want to go in there and take pictures with these headstones, some of the older headstones. And when I mean pictures, I'll look over and see them do it. They're not damaging anything, but they look like maybe a heavy metal band or a rock and roll band or something. And I just kind of laugh at, because I play music myself, and I'm assuming maybe they're just taking a picture for like a photo op or something. But we still leave the gates open there. Luckily nobody's like tip stones or anything. That stuff you hear about really doesn't happen a whole lot. And a lot of people started utilizing cemeteries as parks during COVID. You remember COVID again when parks shut down.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I actually heard a lady, they were on KC talking about where people are walking, and a lady was on, I was sitting at a cemetery, and she said, I started walking at a cemetery, and then I'm thinking, oh, you're putting this out there. And then the cemetery seemed to get busier and busier. Not after that, but just because we were still open.
Yeah. Yeah. People looking for places to go. That makes perfect sense. Well,
yes.
Greg, we enjoyed the conversation today.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking about some of this stuff with us. We could talk for an hour about it. I have a lot of questions. So I might call you back.
Hey, can I just give a cheap plug to my son? It's his 21st birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
I'll be honest. He actually works at the funeral home. He's going to UMSL to be an educator. And he don't think it's too cool to work there. He definitely don't want to get with his dad. But if I could do that, he's 21, and we only turned 21 once. So
that's tell him to be very careful tonight.
I will. He's going to be with us.
All right.
Good.
Very good. Greg,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Greg Umfleet, funeral director at Cutis Funeral Homes, director of Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton. That was a great conversation. This is the Chris and Amy Show. Did you see this? Is next on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Yeah, so if you were worried about these monkeys in Jasper County, Mississippi, that got loose because of an overturned truck on Interstate 59, they were research monkeys. This happened on Tuesday. The authorities would like you to know the missing monkeys do not have hepatitis C, herpes, or COVID, so you're okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that was, like, my first concern.
Yeah.
Are these different monkeys than the monkeys that were testing the makeup in South Carolina?
I believe so, yes. They were rhesus monkeys. They were on the way to a Tulane University research facility. They were leaving from Florida, and the truck overturned on the highway.
Oh, no.
And some of the monkeys got loose.
What if they meet the fancy makeup monkeys? Because I will say this, if you are a monkey that's going to break loose and you happen to be all dolled up with makeup, that's a perfect time to go out on the town.
Monkeys don't know how to put on makeup.
But they were test monkeys. Someone put the makeup on for them.
Amy, you said you don't even know how to put on makeup. You think these monkeys know how to do it?
Tamar Scher, Channel 4.
Yeah, she did a great job with
you. She's amazing. Nicest person ever.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.